What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 26, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we are broadcasting live from the island of Kauai. And this represents the first remote test of our portable broadcasting system that will see the show through during our move to Indiana during the first part of September. And I understand from our control room that the YouTube live feed is working. It's probably been a little bit glitchy because, as it turns out, the part of Kauai we're sitting on, the town of Hanalei, has some of the worst internet service in the entire country. Upload speed is 6 megabits per second, and the control room is saying the audio is a tiny bit glitchy too, so I'm going to slow down and carefully enunciate. So anyway, feel free to call on in. Everything is working here. Little clarification, I'm only doing the first hour of the show live because of all the issues that we're dealing with, and the final 2 hours are going to be a rebroadcast. Also, because this current rig does not have a second headset, the Lady Claire cannot join me as well. But she's sitting here right in the room, and grinning at me, waving. And so let's get right on into the news. I think one of the big stories here, and we saw this coming. This is in the category of we knew this was going to happen. Jeffrey Epstein was found injured and semi-conscious with suspicious marks on his neck in the jail cell. And the initial reports were out there saying he tried to commit suicide, but the marks aren't consistent with that. He was found on the ground in a fetal position, and the fetal position is a defensive position. It's something that you go into when you are being attacked. So I think this was an attempted assassination. They're trying to spin it that Epstein faked it to try and get into a better situation because he hated where he was in terms of the current prison. Of course, it's not supposed to be pleasant. However, there is a suspect that is under consideration for having attacked him. And investigators have questioned former Orange County police officer Nicholas Tartaglione in connection with the incident. Now, Tartaglione was arrested in December of 2016 on suspicion of killing four men in an alleged cocaine distribution conspiracy before burying their bodies in his Otisville yard, which sounds like a reckless thing to do. So this is the ideal guy to turn into a patsy because, you know, they can go to him in the prison and say, look, if you'll off Epstein, we'll see that, you know, you get time off for good behavior and you get let out of prison early. So, yeah, and I'm surprised that Epstein survived, and I think they'll probably try and do it again. Now, Epstein certainly had a lot of money. A lot of people have talked about his little pedo palace down there in the Caribbean on Little St. George's Island. As it turns out, he splashed out $18 million for the island next door, the big St. George's Island. And apparently, despite not having the correct building permits, he has started building on the island. And he's accruing a lot of fines for that. Of course, at the moment in his jail cell, that's probably not the most important thing on his mind. But one thing is very obvious here is this Epstein Mossad honey trap story has disappeared from the corporate media. That's the part they don't want you thinking about. Yes, we can talk about Epstein. We can talk about the underage girls. We can talk about all of that. But there are a lot of very powerful people out there who were in Epstein's little black book, and they're very scared. They want this story to go away. And that's why the corporate media is trying to pretend that there was no blackmail and espionage angle to any of this. But again, blackmail and espionage. How else do you explain the kid glove treatment, kid glove treatment, down in Florida back in 2003? Okay, now Bette Midler is out there, and she tweeted that the black people attending Trump's rallies were paid to be there, that they didn't really want to be there because they think he's doing a good job, but they were paid to be there. Absolutely no basis to support that. And a lot of people are now saying that it's Bette Midler who's being racist by saying that blacks would have to be paid to show up. And it's crazy. And yeah, I got to meet Bette Midler briefly early in my career, and she was not a nice person. Okay, now, as you know, we had the Robert Mueller testimony, which turned out to be this huge nothing burger. The Democrats are out there still trying to say, well, it doesn't prove that Donald Trump isn't guilty of something, which is not how our legal system works, I might add. And they're still trying to find some way to salvage the situation. And the big issue here is they're trying to say, well, you know, he may still be in legal trouble after he gets out of office and he no longer has sovereign immunity. We're fine. So this NBC reporter, Hallie Jackson of NBC News, asked the president if he was concerned that he could be indicted out of office, something Mueller said he believed was possible during his testimony. And it's easy for Mueller to say that. Anything's possible. Can it actually be done? Well, we don't know here. So Trump basically came back with a very harsh reply, saying, so WikiLeaks is a hoax like everything else, and all these problems having to do with crime were the biggest hoax of all. It was a witch hunt, a total witch hunt. And when you saw Robert Mueller's statement, the earlier statement, and then he did a recap, he did a correction later on in the afternoon. And you know what that correction was, and you still ask the question. You know why? Because you're fake news, and you're one of the most. And let me just tell you, the fact that you even ask that question, you're fake news. Because you know that he totally corrected himself in the afternoon, and you know that just as well as anybody. So, got a little bit testy, and it apparently put Donald Trump into a really bad mood, because he has now decided to bring back the federal death penalty, and he's already scheduled 5 executions. And this is the first time the federal government is going to be using capital punishment since 2003. So that's a very, very long time. Now, former acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker says it was clear that Robert Mueller didn't have a grasp of the Russian report. We're hearing this from a lot of people, like Alan Dershowitz, who are saying it's clear that Mueller did not write the Mueller report, that it was basically assembled by his staff and he signed off on it and then put it on out there. And it was an epic failure from the point of view of the Democrats. They thought for sure they had Trump this time. They're going to get rid of him. And again, it's a mystery to me why they bother. I mean, Trump is giving the deep state pretty much everything they want, all the wars and so forth. The only thing that he's standing firm on is sovereignty for the United States, make America great again. He's an anti-globalist, and maybe that's the core of the whole issue. The globalists want him gone. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has surfaced, and apparently she did an interview with NPR where she took Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to task over her ignorance of the Supreme Court, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has openly suggested that if Democrats should gain control of both houses of Congress next year, they should just start adding judges to the Supreme Court, however many it takes to appoint liberal judges to offset the current conservative majority. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg took serious issue with that, saying that this was tried before Roosevelt tried to do it. And it basically undermines the idea of an independent judiciary. to just try and load up the court with people who will vote the way you want them to vote. But again, that's what the liberal Democrats want. They're concerned that the current conservative court bent will undo a lot of what they have done to this country over the last several years here. Over at the Huffington Post, they're reporting that Pete Buttigieg's Catholic high school doesn't hire teachers in same-sex marriages. Well, Pete's got nothing to do with that. He doesn't set policy at the high school. And it being a Catholic high school, I could understand where they might have an issue. But it's a bit of a reach to try and take this policy of the Catholic high school and try and tarnish Pete with it. But that's how desperate some of these prostitutes and correspondents are. Turning to the international news here, Afghanistan is requesting a clarification on Trump's comment saying that he could wipe it off the face of the earth. Now, this came out of this comment that Trump made earlier in the week, actually, saying that the reason he's not attacking Afghanistan and the reason he's allowing this process of leaving Afghanistan to go forward is that he didn't want to murder 10.5 million people, that if he really wanted to win the war, he could do it in 10 days and they would be gone. This did not sit well with the Afghani, and they wanted a clarification. Over in Iran, a little bit of good news, and maybe this is going to start tamping down some of the tension there. Iran has released 9 of the 12 Indian crew members captured from a Panama-flagged tanker earlier. Now, Indian officials were given consular access to the Indian nationals from another Iran-held tanker, which carries a British flag. So there was a total of 30 Indian nationals among the crew members of the two tankers seized by Iranian authorities on 2 separate occasions this month. 12 on the motor tanker Ria and 18 on the Stena Impero. The release of the 9 sailors from the MT Ria, which was announced by the Indian government today, drops the number to 21. So I think that was a smart thing for Iran to do. We're starting to see a little bit of an argument form up regarding the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has announced that they will secure the Strait of Hormuz and they won't allow any shipping disturbance. And there's actually a little bit of logic to that because the Strait of Hormuz borders Iranian territory. Much of it is Iranian territorial waters. And so by rights, it should be their warships out there protecting things. But we are seeing this argument start to form where the United States is saying we're going to send our warships in to protect the tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, and Great Britain is saying no, the European Union should send warships in to protect the tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. And it should be obvious at this point, it's not about the tankers, it's about controlling the Strait of Hormuz and who does and does not get through there. It is in a very, very important economic choke point. Now, upping the ante here, Iran has test-fired a missile with a 1,000-kilometer range, and was a test on Wednesday, according to reports. The launch was not believed to have posed a threat to shipping or U.S. bases. This is a Shabab 3 missile believed to have been the type of missile used, according to the CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr. Ms. Starr tweeted that according to a U.S. official, the intelligence assessment is in part of Iran's efforts to improve the range and accuracy. Well, of course, if you're building missiles, you always want them to have greater range and greater accuracy. Okay. Now, the Saudis are basically going out to the oil buyers and saying, well, each of you should protect your own oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. So Saudi Arabia is going on in there and saying, we don't want one player in charge of it all. And I'm sure that Trump is not going to be happy with this, but it does really kind of make sense to me. And I think it's a good suggestion. And Trump has now vetoed the congressional bid to block Saudi and United Arab Emirates arms sales. Now, whether Congress is going to have enough votes to override the vetoes remains to be seen. But this is basically Trump saying that we're going to continue supporting the Saudi and UAE proxy war against the people of Yemen, which is really being done on behalf of U.S. hegemonic domination. Because some years ago, there was a successful regime change that brought a U.S.-friendly government to power in Yemen, and the people of Yemen decided they didn't like living under a puppet ruler, and they kicked him out. And the U.S. said to Saudi Arabia, we've got too many wars here right now, and the American people don't want anymore, so we'll give you a bunch of weapons if you'll go in and slap the Yemeni people down for us and get them to accept our internationally approved government. And the people of Yemen have proved to be much tougher and more resilient than Saudi Arabia ever imagined they would be. Over in Turkey, the argument regarding the S-400 is still going on. And Turkey is now saying that if the U.S. government calls off the sale of the F-35, they'll turn elsewhere. Well, there's really only two elsewheres to turn to. One would be Russia, and one would be China, both of which are producing very high-performing fifth-generation fighter jets. And the U.S., if you think about it, may actually be doing Turkey a favor by canceling the F-35 sale when you realize how much they cost and how poorly they perform. Because, frankly, it's a boondoggle. And the U.S. is trying to arm twist people, other countries, into buying it, so it's not a total fiscal loss for the military-industrial complex. Okay, here's something that I think is a very, very good idea. The Russian space agency Roscosmos is going to initiate talks on banning anti-satellite weapons tests. And they think that there should be a moratorium. And I'm in agreement for reasons I've explained before. Low Earth orbit is a very crowded place already. And if you start blowing up satellites, you get lots of little tiny pieces of shrapnel that don't fall to the ground, that don't burn up in the atmosphere. They just go into different orbits, and they are too small to track. And it could start a cascade effect where all of a sudden hundreds of satellites are being smashed, and then thousands. And I think this idea of weaponizing space and making it the new high ground is reckless and foolish. We could literally cocoon the Earth in a shroud of orbiting debris for like 100 years before we'd get on out to space again. Sometimes the thinking can be very reckless. Back in the very early days of the space program, and to give you an idea of how old I am, I was born before Sputnik. When I was born, none of this stuff existed. It was all science fiction and fantasy. And there was this passive radio receiver satellite called Echo that was put up by the Civilian Space Agency. And then the military decided they had a better idea. They were going to launch a ring of these long wire antennas into orbit around the Earth. Well, basically, we're talking about these lances, these spears, spinning around in low Earth orbit. Now, hopefully by now, they have all deorbited. But again, it shows a lack of foresight. They're not thinking long term. It's like, let's get what we're going to get and get it out there now. Down in Puerto Rico, Governor Ricardo Rosselló has finally resigned due to the massive public outcry and widespread protests over what started out over leaked homophobic messages and corruption. And he's getting ready to hand off to a new governor who also comes from a controversial background. And we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, you know, we're dealing with the glitches as they come up. And, of course, that's what this shade is all about here. Down in Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro's government is being accused of using Bitcoin to bypass U.S. sanctions. And there is a little bit of arrogance there. You know, yes, we're sanctioning you just because we don't like you. How dare you try and evade the sanctions? You just sit there and take your punishment like a good little tyrant. And so forth and so on here. So, over in the Taiwan Straits, the U.S. Navy warship Antietam, Ticonderoga class, sailed through the Taiwan Straits in another maneuver that's going to further enrage the government in Beijing against us. And you have to wonder at this very flawed foreign policy where we're annoying China in the South China Sea, we're annoying them with Taiwan, and we've got this trade war which so far seems to be causing more damage to our economy than to China's. So it's kind of hard to try and figure out where they're coming from. The Pentagon is dealing with a recruitment problem. Frankly, everybody is looking at the wars. They understand that if they do sign up for the military, that they're likely to wind up in a place where rapidly moving metal projectiles are whizzing past their head, and that's a depressing prospect. The Pentagon has been lowering the requirements for recruits for some time, both in terms of weight, prior criminal conviction, and so forth, and it's still not enough. And right now they're dealing with this epidemic of suicides, drug abuse, and alcohol. So the Pentagon's latest brilliant idea is they want to lower the age of recruitment to 16. And their rationale for it is that other countries are already doing that. And here I was thinking that the idea of child soldiers was morally repugnant. But apparently that's how desperate the Pentagon is to fill those ranks, because there's a huge manpower shortage. That may be one of the reasons why the Pentagon leadership is trying to tell Washington, D.C., that invading Iran right now in a ground war would not be a good idea. All right, we're going to go to the telephones now. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, finally, Ricky Rosello resigned. Will be resigning as of next week. So there's peace in Puerto Rico as of today, But my question is this, Mike. You know those underground, underwater internet cables? How vulnerable are they towards a terrorist attack?
Well, they're very vulnerable, not so much to terrorists, but to nation states who've got the equipment to reach to those depths. And then cut the cables. And there have been several incidents where cables have been cut. These appear to be military experiments. The United States has the means to reach those cables. So does Russia, so does China, probably many other nations as well. All it takes is a deep sea submersible, with some kind of like a cutter on the front of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. We will do that, and we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I watched Mueller, and I think a lot of people got the feeling, like I did, like, here's a dirty cop. I mean, he was...
Yes.
The thing is, people act like, oh, he's old, and it wasn't his report. I totally disagree with that. I think he knew exactly why he had to keep his mouth shut. He knew exactly about, you know, when he said he didn't know about Glenn Simpson and all the fusion GPS and all that. What a bunch of baloney. I mean, give me a break.
If he opens up fusion GPS, I mean, that starts unraveling all the way back to the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Right, and that's why he knows he's no dummy, but he's just a dirty cop that caught, and he knows he's caught, and he knows that Barr and I forgot the other guy's name, but they're going to be slowly coming after him, and he better kind of distance himself. And now they're going to say, "Oh, everything was done by his staff, so he can kind of skate." But the interesting thing also is all these guys that told us about the respectable, the great, the gravitas of Robert Mueller. Remember all those people? Oh, Bob Mueller is running the show. And then he shows up, and it's a dirty cop clown show. And it's another example of, I know people don't like Trump or whatever, but he has some kind of magic that just people just seem to expose themselves because of the Trump madness or whatever's in the air. I don't know what it is, but Robert Mueller, who's been involved in every dirty act in 30 years and got away with it, was basically exposed as a dirty cop for the whole country to see. And that was very important. You know, it's great to see that. And I hope this continues to happen. They continue to investigate because they're just exposing themselves. And
Joe, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, you said you had one more thing you wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah, I was just, I've called before and I've always said, what really worries me is that Trump makes a deal with the deep state over all this, election issue and the investigators and how they were corrupt. And it cheers me up to see that they're still going after Trump. Because the more they go after him, the more they seem to expose themselves and expose the deep state. And I just hope Trump realizes that they're going to hound him till the day he dies. They are going to hound him when he's out of office. They're going to hound his family. They're going to hound Barron. They already have. They have perverts in Hollywood talking about him being anally, whatever.
Yeah, that's across the line for me. I mean, what really happened? As a policy for the last 20 years that we've been doing this, the families were always off limits, and
yeah, so
you know, for them,
so does the mob.
For them to be going up. Yeah, well, I'm not with organized crime here, but for them to be saying these kind of comments about Barron, I mean, he's just a kid, and
yeah, I know.
You know, treat him like a kid. Don't make him a target. I think that really cheapens and diminishes the image of those who are saying these kind of things about him.
Oh, they're disgusting, but I think that it needs to, I hope Trump takes it seriously because, you know, these people are demented. They show that they are deranged, And they are going to make an example of Trump if Trump doesn't get total victory. They are going to try to put – they talk about they want to see Trump in jail. They do this. They, you know, it's like Alger Hiss with Nixon. These people are radical Marxist communists and other forms of demented, deranged lunatics. And they will, and they're powerful lunatics, and they are embedded in our government, and they form a big, you know, part of the deep state. And Trump better realize that he has to root them out and destroy them, because they're going to come back to get him if they can, any chance they can. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in Trump. I like what I see, and I love the way these people just seem to self-flagellate themselves with their anti-Trump hysteria. But I just think that he really needs to, there's no turning back. I mean, he's got to destroy them or they're going to destroy him.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Yep. I agree with you. And, you know, Trump has got to put on those presidential brass knuckles. And he's got to, if for no other reason than to defend himself and his family from these attacks here, because we're in a situation where there are so many parallels leading up to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. There are so many people arrayed against Donald Trump for a wide variety of reasons. And Trump is proving himself to be a very, very weak leader. And I'm very concerned.
Did you see the military exercise they had in Washington, D.C., with the Army flying all those helicopters around and they were starting a new base in Virginia? I think that there's basically a bit of a civil war going on in this country that's kind of quiet under the radar. But I think that you get bits and pieces of it when you hear about things like that. And I think, I think Trump and the military are letting these people know that they're ready to pounce, and I hope they do. I'm sure they're all being monitored as far as signal intelligence and the NSA, and hopefully all those people in the NSA
that
are
all depends
on our side.
That all depends on whose side the NSA is. If the NSA is part of the deep state, then whatever intelligence they're gathering on people, they are probably not sharing with the White House. They're sharing it with Israel. We know that for a fact.
NSA, it was that guy Rogers, Admiral Rogers, that told Trump that he was being monitored by the deep state. That's the hero of the republic is that man, Admiral Rogers. I hope he gets recognized for what he did as far as the attempted overthrow and sedition and treason against an elected president. But, you know, I think that when you talk about Israel in this, I think that you can't win without having Israelis and Jews on your side. I mean, people talk about Trump and he's the puppet of whoever, but there's no way you're going to, like, be able to take on a deep state or Trump would be able to defeat his enemies without Jewish support. And, you know, Netanyahu, I think Trump, you know, he was raised at the knee of Roy Cohn, who was a Zionist, but a brilliant. So I think you're seeing that this civil war in this country is also amongst powerful Jewish interests, and I think Trump is playing that game because he has to. There's no way you can win with that. I think didn't Joseph Kennedy say, you know, I have to go with the Jews because they're winners.
I remember that. Anyway, listen, Joe, we're running out of time here. I need to let you go. We're going to switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Speaking of the military, do you have any comments about those 18 Marines getting arrested at Camp Pendleton?
Well, obviously, it's a disgrace to the Corps, and I think it is indicative of how the lowering of requirements for recruits is going to get you into trouble because, I mean, again, when I was a kid, I mean, the Marines were the elite. Yes, you had the Army and you had the Air Force and you had the Navy, but the Marines were the Marines and they were supposed to be special. And this, they have done a tremendous disservice to the Corps, and to the U.S. military in general.
You know, I find it really interesting that Trump has not commented on that.
Well, Trump's got enough to comment on, and, you know, we voted for a leader, not a tweeter, and I do wish he'd put down that little smartphone, roll up his sleeves, and start doing a little more in the real world.
Right, and finally, you know, on Wednesday or yesterday, they increased the deficit, which is really going to hurt the country.
Yes.
Is there a reason Did you read where 4 million Americans are going to lose their food stamps by the end of the year?
Yes.
So, I mean, where's our priorities? Feeding people or killing people, or both?
Well, killing people is a high priority. But what's really embarrassing is if you're looking at this, they're cutting legal American citizens out of the food stamp program. At the same time, they're handing out all kinds of food assistance to the illegal immigrants. The illegal immigrants are getting a better deal from the U.S. government than we are.
And also including health care.
Yes, including the health care.
Right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Here, we're going to let you go. And before we take the next phone call here, I want to backtrack and share a kind of a personal moment here. As I said at the top of the show, we're broadcasting from the island of Kauai, specifically from the town of Hanalei. And the reason we're doing that is 25 years ago, Claire and I honeymooned here on Kauai. And so we decided before we moved to Indiana that we had to have one more visit. So for those of you watching on YouTube, we're wearing the same T-shirts we wore on our honeymoon 25 years ago. And the front says, "We're not on drugs, we're newlyweds." And on the back it says, "The church service is over, now comes the kinky part." And both Claire and I had them. And we were wearing them around yesterday, and everybody was saying, "Oh, it's great." And, you know, we were having to explain this is actually our 25th anniversary. So it's kind of a very positive thing. But now Claire's blushing. So, okay. All right, let's get back to doing something serious here. Back to the phones. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was going to ask you. It's funny that you mentioned all that about your new digs and that. But anyway, Joel was talking about the United States has to be friends with Israelis or Jews or you know, other people around the world. No, they don't. No foreign entanglements. That's the best way to go. Straight down the road.
Well, that's what Washington said. And, you know, I understand it's a complex geopolitical world. The problem is right now that at the heart of it, you have Israel, which plays the game masterfully. Let's not kid ourselves. And they have succeeded in compromising politicians and governments all over the world. And, you know, here in the United States, Epstein may have been a big part of that.
Yeah, it's kind of looking that way. I mean, if you look at all these big companies, news organizations, I mean, there's a common denominator there.
Yes.
So what Joe Kennedy said, has a lot of merit to it. You know, so.
Well, I think the irony here is, of course, is that the Jews are always screaming that they're being discriminated against, and yet the reality is they discriminate against all non-Jews everywhere around them. And I got to see it in Hollywood. A lot of people have talked about seeing it in the financial sector and in corporate media. That is the reality. We ourselves are the ones being discriminated against. And Israel gets away from that by screaming, "Oh, we're being discriminated against. Anti-Semitism, Jew hate. Did I mention Hitler?"
Yeah. And you know, here's the funny thing. And you've always mentioned this. Judaism is not a race. It's a religion.
Yes.
Just like Islam
yes.
is a religion. Just like Christianity is a religion. It's not a race. And also... whatever happened, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200 years ago has nothing to do with people that are alive now, or at least most of them. When I say most, I mean 99%. So, you know, like Morgan Freeman said, and if you want to get into the racist thing, like Morgan Freeman said, you want to end racism, just don't talk about it.
Yes. That was probably one of the smartest things he's ever said.
Sense.
Yeah, it
yeah.
does.
Oh, yeah. It's an absolute, this is going to go down. I'm hoping that what he said lasts for, you know, at least for 100 years, because who knows how long this stupidity will endure. But as far as...
As long as politicians can get votes by playing the race card, they're going to do that. I mean, that's how they win elections. They divide the population up. They take the largest segment. They pander to them, and they get the most votes that way.
Yep. And then they just basically break break it all down, and just pick them off piece by piece by piece. It's classic up here in Canada. It's a shame. When you move to Indiana, Mike, you're going to be within driving distance of where I live.
Okay.
So that's really cool. In actual fact, you know, I could like ship stuff to you, and you know, it wouldn't cost a fortune, which is really nice because I have a hard time selling my old computer parts, and when I say old, I mean like an 8-core processor. I can't even sell it, so I might as well just give it away to somebody.
Yeah, I've actually had to deal with that out here. Yeah, I was trying to sell off some old computer stuff at our yard sales, and no, so I'm going to wrap it all up and just give it away. We're not exactly sure where we're going to be in Indiana. Could be Dale, could be down by Evansville, Newburgh. I'm holding out for Santa Claus because I think that would be so cool to open the show by saying, live from Santa Claus, Indiana, it's the What Really Happened show. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Anyway, I appreciate your time, Mike. You have a good show. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Here, we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're not wrapping up any Amiga stuff, are you?
No, the Amiga stuff went away years and years ago, and I had a Commodore 64, but that's already gone. I'm thinking about letting my Raspberry Pis go, but there are, of course, Linux boxes.
Yeah, I got an Amiga 500, and it still works great, and I love it.
Oh, they were wonderful machines. They were wonderful machines. The very first season of Babylon 5 was done on those things. I was actually a developer for the video toaster, and that thing was just amazing for its day.
Okay, Mike, second question is, when you moved to Indiana, did you check out who your cable provider is?
Well, we're going to be checking that out as we go along here, but I think Spectrum pretty much owns the entire country right now. But, you know, if I got to be very honest, even as bad as the Internet supposedly is here, it looks like the show is working, including the video.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm getting a good, you know, the picture breaks up a little, but the audio is pretty good.
Okay, well, but like I said, where we're going to be staying in Indiana between the time we arrive and the time we get our new rental, they have broadband, so that won't be a problem.
All right, Mike, I wanted to talk about with the food stamps being cut for millions of people, but did you see the new revised GDP numbers?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, remember it was at 3%, now it's down to 2.1. So the numbers are all made. You know what they do? For one quarter, they raise them. The next quarter, they'll drop it to what it really is. And maybe it's only 1%. You know, you don't know what the real numbers are.
It could very well be, but you're absolutely correct. They'll come out with an economic number that sounds really, really good, and then 3-4 months down the road, when it no longer matters to anybody, they'll revise the numbers, say, oh, we redid the calculations, and actually it was pretty sucky.
Well, you know why I think it is sucky, Mike, and really sucky? Because if you look at, because, you know, I can't afford an Aston Martin. Only the rich people can afford Aston Martins, and they released their guidance report, and it's down. Their guidance says a 20% negative. That means they're not moving Aston Martins for the richer.
Anything. Not moving anything. The money supply is drying up here. I think that was the reason our second yard sale was a flop, because we had some really good stuff there. We went to Craigslist and we had signs posted and everything, and only a few people showed up. And you know, we're at the point now where we're giving it all away. I can't bring myself to just throw stuff in the trash bin, but it may wind up that way because there's a severe cap on how much we can put in our little shipping container. Anyway, Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah, need to let you go here. Okay. We're coming up to the end of the show, and we've got a lot of people waiting on the line here. In fact, let's say hello to Nancy in California. And Nancy, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break.
Hello, Mike. I was just going to say that, so they were saying that we have to have the Jews involved in order to succeed, and that they have been so successful, but I think it's because they have a different playbook. They can kill Count Folk Bernadotte because they don't like how he's negotiating peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and they can get away with it. The guy who became the prime minister, and I don't remember his name, he was part of the Stern Gang, you know, there's no statute of limitations on murder, but he became a prime minister over there in Israel, and he was never arrested
yes.
for murder. And then you've got them controlling the banking in all these different countries. They have a different playbook. They murder people and get away with it. And we, who adhere to other principles against murder and against lying and against stealing, who don't recite the Kol Nidre every year that absolves us of any agreements or contracts that basically gives us permission to lie and defy contracts, we're going to lose because we have to...
You need to understand the history of the Kol Nidre. It came out of the time when Jews were being forcibly converted to other, well, Catholicism, to be honest. And that's really the origin of it. And I think that part of it is misunderstood.
Well, okay, so they're not being forced anymore, and they still recite that.
Yes.
And it still benefits them.
Well, basically they're reinforcing to themselves it's okay to behave this way. And when I was married to my first wife, she told me point blank, the Ten Commandments are only applicable to fellow Jews, and everybody else is fair game. And I swear to God, I thought she was pulling my leg, but it turns out, no, she wasn't.
Right. So they will not lie to each other, but they'll lie to us. They won't kill each other, but they'll kill us.
Well, they won't cheat each other, but they'll cheat everybody else. Bernie Madoff being the exception, and that's why they threw in the slammer, is he cheated his fellow Jews.
Exactly. And that it's not that they're so much more clever. It's that they have these, they're so much more despicable.
Well, they're ruthless. I would prefer the word ruthless over despicable. And, again, they don't have the same moral compass the rest of us are raised with.
Yeah,
so,
they are despicable. Good word.
Okay, so Nancy, we're going to let you go. We've got time to take one more phone call. That's from Alan in Illinois. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Quick comment about the state of Indiana. You want
yes.
to live in a city called Bloomington, because
Bloomington
is the most beautiful. It's the most gorgeous place on earth. Now, let me tell you something. There was a movie made in 1979 called Breaking Away, which was a movie about bicycle racing, and it was filmed
yes.
in Bloomington. Now, if you can watch Breaking Away, if you can pick it up somewhere on YouTube or something, when you see what the scenery is like in Bloomington, you're going there, because it's absolutely gorgeous. Evansville, I'm not denying Evansville is kind of cute, but it's kind of bland compared to Bloomington. Bloomington is absolutely to die for.
Let me ask you a question. What part of the state is Bloomington located in?
Bloomington is, I think, maybe 100 or 150 miles north of Evansville.
Okay. Well, you see, the goal of this move is we want to be close to family, and that's in and around the Dale, Santa Claus, Evansville area. So as attractive as you make Bloomington sound, having to drive 150 miles to see family puts a real damper on it. So,
well,
again,
look
we're
map.
Not
going
to... We look at maps all the time.
Okay.
And we do a lot of looking through Google Street View. And we're trying to research this so that the instant we hit the ground in Indiana, we're going to be ready to go on out and talk to landlords about getting into a place so that when our furniture arrives and our car arrives, we've got some place to put it all. So,
okay. Well, in Bloomington, you could own, it's a university, it's a campus town, so you could own a used bookstore and do your broadcasting from the room in the back. So I vote for Bloomington, but I understand what you're saying. But check a map, because I could be wrong about the distance. It might be that Bloomington...
All right, I'll tell you. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll get out the Google Earth, and I'll do a line there. But if Bloomington is 150 miles north of Evansville, Claire's over there shaking her head.
Well, maybe it's only 50 miles. I'm not. It might only be 50 miles, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines. All right, so as I said at the top of the show, I'm only doing this first hour live, and the rest of the program is going to be a rebroadcast. And I want to leave you off here, again, talking about Kauai and what a beautiful island it is, and it's kind of bittersweet. Visiting here because we really love this place and we're staying at the home of a friend and the idea that we may never see this place or her again obviously weighs very heavily on us. And if you want to know what Hanalei is like, there was this George Clooney movie called The Descendants, and the scenes that are in the funky town were shot right here in Hanalei. And in fact, where they had their lunch is a little restaurant that's literally just walking distance down this way. And we've all eaten there ourselves. So, and of course, last night they had a rock band, which was keeping us all awake. And the roosters. I'd forgotten about the roosters. So we'll be dealing with that in Indiana as well, okay? You know, it's such a shock here because we have so few roosters left on Oahu, you know, because of the economy. They've all been put in a pot. All right, so we're coming up here on the top of hour number one. And again, this is the end of the live portion of our broadcast because I need to collate the list of all the problems that came up so we can work on it. There's the music. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got, well, no, actually, that's 2 hours from now. Okay, 2 hours from now, you will listen to John Stadmiller. You will listen to John Stadmiller. You will listen to John Stuff. Okay, donate to RBN. Donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back. Normal broadcast on Monday. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.